Welcome to this hour of the Eurovision Song Contest here on the Eurovision Showcase with Kieran Aritasius. And a happy new year to each and every one of you.
Do you really want to feel my flow? Whoa, you know it's the only way to go. So get on the show. Are you the kind of guy who's got that flair?
Javine representing the United Kingdom, yes, all the way back in 2005. Sadly, she ended up coming third last in the 2005 contest, which I don't think she deserved at all. I thought she was an amazing participant for the United Kingdom, and I remember being there at Eurovision making your mind up right on... at the front to the side of the stage, we had the incredible late great Terry Wogan there. I was just in awe of him. So even back then, you know, now I'm a bit more of an informed Eurovision fan. Obviously, I understand the contributions that the late great Terry Wogan made to the contest. However, some of this is quite controversial, understandably. And also, Natasha Koplinsky was hosting there, and we had like a side jury commenting on all of the songs. So you had Sonia from the UK's entry in 1993, Let the Devil You Know, Jonathan Ross, of all people, Harry Hill as well, and we also had Bruno Tognoli and randomly Natalie Cassidy from EastEnders. Yes, Sonia Fowler. I know. I don't get it. But it was fine. She was being able to be the cool child type of, like, informer, I guess. Yeah, so that was quite funny, but very bizarre at the same time. Never mind. Yeah, but Javine won and beat Katie Price, thank God. And Tricolore, that's right. Agena G trying to do her comeback with the song Flashback. And do you remember Andy Scott Lee? Yes, Lisa Scott Lee from Steps. It's her brother who tried to go to the Eurovision. He sang a lovely song, but it wasn't a competition song. Where I don't think even if Katie Price won with that horrific song, it would have even done any better. So poor Javine. Anyway, as it is, the 1st of January 2023. Oh, happy new year to each and every one of you. We have to play this, and they were the winners. Indeed.
Sweden.
And it can only be
1974.
So here are the winners of the 1974 Eurovision Song Contest in Brighton, in East Sussex. Well, I think it's East Sussex, West Sussex, or somewhere like East Sussex, I think. Or is it its own thing? Anyways, it's obviously ABBA. Happy New Year to each and every one of you. And sit back and relax and enjoy this classic ABBA track here on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
No more champagne, and the fireworks are through. Here we are, me and you, feeling lost and feeling blue. It's the end of the party, and the morning seems so gray. Yesterday, now's the time for us to say Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Happy New Year, baby.
Hi, this is Måns Zelmerlöw from Sweden. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
The Netherlands.
1997.
Oh, I feel exhausted after that, don't you? Love that song ever so much, and I hope you did too. It's a pure Eurovision classic there. That's Mrs. Einstein there with Niemand heeft nog tijd, which means nobody has time anymore. Yes, and it's a shocking statistic to find out the result of the 1997 Eurovision Song Contest. Not so much of a bad one for the United Kingdom, obviously, because we had Katrina and the Waves and Love Shine the Light win the contest, obviously. So yes, that was always a very good thing for us as a country. However, when it came to this that amazing song from the Netherlands, it came fourth last with only... Oh no, okay, technically it was second last because both Switzerland and the Netherlands got 5 points and in a 22nd position because there was two 24 places as well. Norway and Portugal ended up getting null. So that's not very good, is it, either? No, we can't be having that. So, anyway, so digress. Now, there's lots of Eurovision news coming through, of course, and I'll keep you abreast with all of that in just a little bit with the ESE Showcase news. Also, we've got Rob's random requests coming up beforehand, and then a little bit later on, we will have the best of the rest and live and kicking. Right here for you on the Eurovision Showcase, and I've got plenty more songs to show you as well. Now it's time for us to play an amazing tune, as we always try to do here on the Eurovision Showcase, obviously. Right, so we're going to go over to this country, which they are desperate to win Eurovision again. And I hope that they do it soon, because they deserve it. They put so much effort in ever since their last win in 1969. So, we're going to go to
Spain.
Yes, and their entrant in the year of
2012.
An amazing ballad that she released in 2021. Here is Quel Melven de Mi from Pastora Soler.
Pude seguirme engañando, pude seguir recordando despierta. Pude seguir esperando a que me vieras, a que volvieras. Pude seguirte queriendo, aún sabiendo que no te interesa. Pero ya decidí que es mi momento, mi tiempo, y no pienso perder. Y que hablen de mí, de mis sueños, de mí.
Her back at Eurovision. I don't mind or care what anybody else says. Pastora Soler, she gives me goosebumps almost every single time she opens up her lungs and performs her music. It's just, oh, I know it's so graphic I mentioned there, but it's just, that gave me huge goosebumps. It really did. Now we're heading over to Gothenburg, Sweden. Oh, hello, Robert Wallström, and this is the postcard music of the 1985 Eurovision that was in Gothenburg. Isn't that right, Robert? Taxomiket to you for your request. And you have requested a lovely song from the final of Estee Lau 2021. So this is the Estonian Eurovision National Final of 2021. Now, in the end, these two lovely ladies came seventh with a song called Heaven's Not That Far Tonight. I'm not sure how to pronounce it in Estonian, so I've asked lovely Google Translate to help. So, let's put it on, and it is...
Suuretütrukud.
Yeah, Suuretukakud.
Suuretütrukud.
Which they've called, which is in English...
Big Girls.
Oh, bless them. Okay, so, Big Girls and the song Heaven's Not That Far Tonight. Robert Wallstrom, this is your request, and thank you very much, because I do not think that we've played this on the Eurovision Showcase before. So let's do it, Roberto. Yeah.
Faces, everything that shines, ain't always gold. I never lost my fire, only took me high.
Welcome back to the Eurovision Showcase from Versailles in France, aren't we, Roberto? And Roberto is here, of course. Hi, Rob, how you doing?
Bonjour, ça va, toi?
Ça va bien?
Ah, bon, bon.
Asseyez-vous.
Non.
Okay. Fine. Are you enjoying yourself here in France? Is it all good?
Oui, oui, un bel jour. Je visiterai... le palais de Versailles aujourd'hui, mm-hmm. Oui. Oui, très grand et très belle, oui.
Oui, très belle, oui, très
oui.
Belle.
Oui, oui.
C'est satisfaction.
Oui.
Et toi?
D'accord.
D'accord. So yes, we've been down in towards the south of France in Cahors, haven't we? Your sister, your brother-in-law, our niece, and brother-in-law's mum who lives with them, don't they? So a big hello to Nikki and Chris and Millie and Cynthia Boswell. Yes, all four of them for a very hospitable time. And we've had a wonderful time here around Christmas, down there for Christmas. And we're making our way back home for New Year, aren't we, Rob?
Yeah, we should be back tomorrow night, New Year's Eve night. Yeah. About, what time would we be home? About 9.
We broke the third wall again. We are pre-recorded.
We are pre-recording because it's New Year's Eve tomorrow. And we get the, we're going up to the 2K for lunch. And then a bit of shopping and then... home.
Can't wait, can't you?
Oh, yeah, looking forward to it, dear heart.
Wonderful. Okay then, my darling, what time do you think it could very well be time for?
Is it time for the random of the request?
Oui.
It is now time to go into the back catalogue of the Eurovision Song Contest. It is Rob's Random Request.
Yes, in France. Now, Roberto, tell us a little bit about your random request. How do we do it each and every week?
I have a hatful of years and a hatful of countries, and I pick one out of both, and I try and get one that matches Poughkeepsie.
Brilliant. Excellent. Right, is that how it works? Okay, so you've got your bags. Now, let's pick your country first.
Okay.
What's it gonna be, Roberto? The country's gonna be...
Latvia.
Latvia. Oh my gosh.
Latvia.
Yes, Latvia. I don't know. They've won the contest once in 2002. They debuted in 2000. And recently, they've not qualified for Eurovision since 2016. That's quite a while, isn't it now, darling? A
wee bit, yeah.
Just a tad.
So, the first year I picked out is 1987.
Oh, Latvia was sort of there, but gobbled up in the USSR, wasn't it?
So, number two, 2014.
Oh my god. Really?
Even I know this one.
You've
got a cake to bake.
As a manyeki.
2014.
Bit of a guilty pleasure of mine, this one.
Well, I can't blame you really, darling. Do you remember how it did in the semis?
I don't think it did. It didn't qualify, so I don't know.
Yeah, it didn't do very well in the semis, basically. That's what it's like. So, Latvia, Azamanyeki. You say that three times fast. Eh?
Well, he even learned Latvian.
Yeah. And the lead singer of Azamanyeki is German. Yeah. But it was really good, really sweet song, and I think you're going to like this one. So, Rob's random request takes us back to...
2014.
And the country of...
Latvia.
Here is Azamanyeki. Oh, yes, with cake to bake. And I haven't got a clue at all. And do you have a clue, Rob? Because I have no clue. Yeah. I think it's flour, eggs, butter... baking powder, maybe some fruit.
I melted the ice of the polar caps, found the radius of the lost ark, solved the case for the genius from Baker Street, helped to clean the Central Park. I created the plan for the Chinese wall, went to desert, made it rain, swam through a shark tank bloodily, found Atlantis by the way. But today I've got a cake to bake, I've got no clue at all. I've got a cake to bake, I haven't done that before. Don't be proud, mate, please don't bother. Go, come on, and ask your mother how to bake, bake that cake. Tap, 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 cuckoo, cuckoo, tap, 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 cuckoo. Tap, 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 cuckoo, cuckoo, tap, tap, tap. Talked to a unicorn the other night, took me up on a lonely star. Did the moonwalk on the Milky Way, realized I'd gone too far. So I questioned the law of gravity, put the apple back up to the apple tree. A to Norse, I even learned Latvian. I know it's so hard to believe,
a cake to bake. I've got no clue at all. I've got a cake to bake and haven't done that before. Don't be proud, mate, please don't bother. Go, come on and ask your mother how to bake. We've got a cake to bake and got no clue at all. We've got a cake to bake and haven't done that before. Don't be proud, mate, please don't bother. Go, come on and ask your mother how to bake, how to bake, bake that cake,
piece of cake.
Mix some dough, add some love, let it bake, wait for it. Mix some dough, add some love, let it bake, wait for it. Mix some dough, add some love, let it bake, have some cake. Mix some dough, add some love, let it bake. We've got a cake to bake and got no clue at all. We've got a cake to bake and haven't done that before. Don't be proud, mate, please don't bother. Go, come on and ask your mother how to bake, how to bake, bake that cake.
Osamanyeki, Cake to Bake, Latvia 2014, and this week's Rob's Random Request. Oh, yeah.
It is now time to keep you updated on the latest news from Europe's biggest singing competition. This is the Eurovision Showcase News with Kieran Uritotiot.
Albania have selected Albina and Familia Kelmendi to represent them at the 2023 Eurovision Song Contest in Liverpool in Merseyside with the song Die, which means duh. Apparently, it means duh. Okay. So it's most likely that it will be revamped. However, it's likely also that it will stay in Albanian for the contest in Liverpool. Moldova TRM have opened their song submissions window for the Eurovision 2023 entry. Following a three-stage process, their entry will be selected no later than March the 5th. The Portuguese broadcaster RTVP has announced that Festival de Canção has drawn the semi-final allocations ready for the contest. The 20 participating entries will be released on Thursday, the 19th of January. The lineup and running order of Selecta Națională in Romania has been confirmed by the Romanian broadcaster TVR. Romania is due to select their entry for the 2023 Eurovision on February the 11th. And previously dismissing a return to Eurovision in 2023, the Luxembourg broadcaster RTL has kept its hopes alive with a possible return to the contest as early as 2024. You can read up more about the fresh discussions with the government to revive Luxembourg's participation at the Eurovision Song Contest by heading over to escextra.com. Now, just to keep you updated with the calendar of the Eurovision Song Contest 2023, this is quite exciting. On Wednesday, Norway will announce its artists that are taking place in Melody Grand Prix. And then on the 9th, which is Monday week, we have the songs released for the first heat. And then on in Finland, the artists will be announced on the 11th of January, which it will be a Wednesday. And that's when the artists of UMK are announced as well.
For more Eurovision news throughout the week, please head over to our friends at Eurovoir.com.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
Celebrating the world's big
Of course. Yes, welcome to the Eurovision Showcase right here on Forest FM 92.3 and 98.9 FM, and around the world online. Ask your smart speaker to play Forest FM every Sunday, 5 p.m. UK time, GMT and BST. Yes. Okay, we're coming from Versailles in France. Yes. Rob and I are on a little bit of a New Year and Christmas getaway in this wonderful country. And we're staying in probably one of the most beautiful cities in France. It's stunning here. If you've never been to the Palais de Versailles, that's it. Yes, we are, it's wonderful. You must come and see it. It's absolutely stunning. Though it's been crazy busy today as we're recording this show. Oh yes. So, okay, it's now time for us to hear a brand new entry for the 2023 Eurovision Song Contest. Oh yes, it is indeed. So let's go right over to
Albania
and
2023.
Yes. So, as we mentioned in the news, Albania selected their artist, and we're going to play the song as well. Now, the national final of Albania, the Festival I Këngës 61. Now, they did something completely different than what they usually do. The winner of the festival doesn't necessarily go to Eurovision. So there was two votes. There was the jury vote for the actual winner of the whole competition. And then there was a public vote, televote, for the public to pick their Eurovision entry, and it wasn't necessarily the winner of Festival I Këngës. I'm getting Albania and Portugal mixed up. Crazy. Right. So let's move on. The song was called Due, which Google Translate says duh. So I'm going to take that with a pinch of salt, and I think you should do too. Okay. So, Albania 2023 is Albina, so not Albina from Croatia in 2021, different Albina. And the Familie Kalamendi. Okay, so here is a live version as well. So, a cheeky live and kicking, but there's no recorded version of this yet available. So, here we go.
Yeah.
Blonde, and this is my song, That's Rich. Enjoy.
Ireland.
2022.
Ain't you getting bored of your reflection? I'm tired of dodging all your calls. You wanna be the center of attention. I'm getting sicky now. Stop sending flowers. I'll just burn them all, and you'll cry for hours. Always putting me down. Well, I got news for you. You say I'm using you now. Hey, stupid, that's rich. Stupid, that's rich. Well, it's coming from you, and that's rich. Well, I got nothing to prove, that's rich. You think I just a fake you, and that's rich. Bye bye, fool. Bye bye, fool. Bye bye, fool.
I think it's funny how you miss me when you never knew me. You were a lazy lover, I moved on to ones that move me. Loser, lose your attitude, I'm doing good, that's on me. All glowed up, yeah, that's on me. You see me, now you want me?
Amazing there. That is Brooke with That's Rich, and that was the wonderful entry of Ireland at the 2022 Eurovision Song Contest. Okay, now it's time for
the best of the rest.
Yes, indeed. So, the best of the rest is where we play a song from national finals, of course. And this one is going to be a good one. I have no doubt about it. And I hope you like it too. And it's stunning. So, here we go. We're going to now go back over to this lovely country, which is
Sweden,
and the national finals of Melodifestivalen
2020.
Indeed. So here is Hanna Ferm with Brave here on the Eurovision Showcase, because it's simply the rest and better than all the rest. Well, the Mummers were good that year, but 2020, obviously the cancelled Eurovision, a Melody Festival and happened still.
Dancing here with my goals, I'm gonna face my fears, hold them close, and they won't be getting to me. No, I'm gonna rock them to sleep, though. Crested full of my sins, I'm gonna face my past skeletons, and they won't be holding me down. No, I put them back in the ground. So I'm the one that's giving them a heart attack. Hunt them into hell and make them take it back. Something I'm not afraid. I'm brave now, gonna do what I say now. No one's gonna step on my grave. like a haunted house. I gotta shed some light, clean it out. Yeah, I tame those demons' behavior. I'm gonna be my own savior. I'm the one that's giving them a heart attack. I'm the middle hell and make them take it back. Say something. I don't know what's coming next, but I bet that it's with me in the dark now. And it's gonna have big jaws now, but I already got my claws out.
She's brave, Hannah Farm. Yes, with Brave from Melody Festival. And I'm pretty sure she came fourth or fifth with that. She did indeed. So let's move on to the next one, shall we?
The best of the rest.
Yes, it's time for another song from the national finals of the Eurovision Song Contest. And my goodness me, don't we have a plethora of songs to pick from? Oh, we do. And I'm just going to find the next best one. And it is The Neighbours, which are this country.
Norway.
Yes, the Norwegian national final.
2020.
Okay, so here we are. This is the song which I thought was going to win and walk it, but I was completely wrong because Eureka was amazing. Let's face it, she was incredible. But this one gave me real goosebumps. I don't know about you. It's the song One Last Time for Rain Alexander. It's got one pair of lungs, which are just incredible, ladies and gentlemen, mesdames and messieurs. He was like a Viking, honestly.
You're my sorrow, you're my pain. You're the ashes of my remains. You're the darkness that made my heart end ripped apart. You're the angel and you're the light. You're the fire across the sky. You're the time we go.
Alexander. Now, this is an interesting song. She represented Greece in 2006 and 1980, and for Cyprus in 1982. Yes, this is Anna Vissi covering Kylie Minogue's On a Night Like This. How random is that? I know. With her version of On a Night Like This. Well, I didn't expect that, did you? I certainly didn't. Right, now it's time for Live and Kicking. Yes, it's time for Live and Kicking. This is where we celebrate Eurovision alive from the actual contest itself. And my goodness me, don't we have a plethora to pick from? And this week, I thought, well,
the United Kingdom.
2002.
Yeah, so here is a Jessica Garlick. Mm-hmm. And with the song that called Come Back.
Jessica Garlick to sing for the UK. Let's cheer her on with word and gesture. Mind you, her frock's been through the shredder.
This ended up coming third for the United Kingdom in 2002.
We both make the same mistakes, and believe me, I know I've come to deep. Just want you to know, so come back. If you love me, how will I survive without you? Baby, come back. If you need me, maybe I was wrong and I tried to pretend, but always in my heart. Another day, still I can't believe that I told you, and that was my big mistake. Every hour, every day, what can I do to make it through? Oh, the day seems so long, I miss you so
wonderful.
She can't do any better than that.
No, and she couldn't. Good for her. Right, it's time for us to say goodbye here on the Eurovision Showcase. I hope you can join us next Sunday at 5 p.m. right here on Forest FM. And if you'd like to find out more about the show, then head over to our website, www.escshowcase.com. For I'm Kieran Aritassiat here in Versailles, for La France, I'll say au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, vislat, dobitenia, cognatin adios, and I'll see you very soon. Toodaloo!
Celebrate.